Western producer, large-caliber Kabuli chickpeas are in short supply. There are reports that this year's harvest in Canada was dominated by small-caliber product, Stat Publishing editor Brian Clancy wrote in a recent article. Limited supplies of 8mm or larger chickpeas is supporting bids for those sizes, while discounts for 7mm and smaller sizes are widening. It is the same situation in other key exporting regions of the world. Fethi Sanmez, chief executive officer of Armada Foods, recently told the Global Pulse Confederation, GPC, that he thinks Turkey produced 220,000 tons of the crop this year. That is well below the early season estimates of 245,000 to 325,000 tons. Yields were 15 to 20% lower than the five-year average. On quality, we have much fewer 9mm caliber chickpeas this year, he said in a GPC article published October 3. The 9mm size typically make up 20% of Turkey's kabuli crop. This year it is in the 6 to 8% range. The remainder is 8mm or smaller. That is why the price of 9mm chickpeas have increased by US$200 per ton in Turkey. There is virtually no carry-in from the previous year, which is why Turkey has been importing kabulis. Imports for the first 7 months of 2023 have been 78,000 tons, more than triple the previous three-year average of 22,367 tons for that period, according to GPC's Pulse Atlas data. Most of those imports occurred during a zero-duty period during the first 6 months of the calendar year. The duty increased to 19.3% in July, which will put the brakes on imports. Sanmez expects Turkey to export 100,000 tons of kabulis, including 40,000 tons of its domestically produced crop. There is strong demand from China, Pakistan, Italy, and India. Farmers in the United States also produced more small-caliber chickpeas than usual this year. Planting for smalls jumped 35% to 107,200 acres, while seeding of large caliber only increased by 2% to 269,600 acres. Clancy expects reduced U.S. demand for chickpeas due to a larger crop in that country. Imports are expected to fall to 67,000 tons in 2023-24 from 94,600 tons last year. He anticipates Canada will face fierce competition from Mexico in that market. However, Canada will have vastly reduced supplies of the crop to export due to a massive drop in carry-in stocks. Stat expects supplies to plunge 39% to 200,400 tons. Supplies at that level will force Canada to significantly reduce exports from last season's 230,300 tons, to a projected 105,200, Clancy said in a September 14 article. Marlene Borsch, managing partner of Mercantile Consulting Venture, said the price spread between large and small caliber product is wide. I would think that we're already at the higher end of historic price patterns, she said. Clancy said exporters are keenly watching seeding progress in India to help determine future price direction. There is a certain level of pessimism in India about its Rabi season crop prospects because of below-average monsoon progress in parts of the country and reduced water levels in reservoirs, which would affect supplies available for irrigation, he said. The other key export market for large kabulis is Mexico, where production is expected to rise substantially in 2024. Prices have shown little reaction to that news as the market awaits further news on India's crop, said Clancy. Meanwhile, kabuli chickpea production in Russia continues to expand like gangbusters. Tarek Awad, senior trader with Fruitampex Food Export and Import, told GPC that Russia harvested at least 500,000 tons of the crop. That is up from 420,000 tons last year and double the volume of 3 years ago. In 4 years, if not sooner, I see us hitting the 1 million mark, Awad told GPC in a recent article published on its website. Borsch said that is not good news for Canadian farmers given Russia's proximity to key markets such as India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. It's a huge threat, she said. However, she noted that Russia's quality is questionable. The country grows small-caliber kabulis, with 90% of production in the 6 to 7 mm range. Awad expects Russia to export 90% of its production this year. Pakistan and Turkey are its top two customers. The busiest months for shipping product are October, November and December. The export price for Russia's 6 to 7 mm product is about US$750 per ton for bulk shipments. Presently, we are seeing a historically large price gap between the small-caliber chickpeas and the large-caliber chickpeas, Awad told GPC. He noted that 12 mm chickpeas from Mexico and India are selling for $2,000 per ton compared to $1,600 to $1,700 last year. Contact Sean.Pratt at producer.com bookmark saskdoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.